Pearlie Bauer. Angle attack is on the line. Pearlie Bauer now starting to come alive. 11-6 Minden, 5 in a row here for the Whippets.
Today, some of the area's best squads battle it out at the Shelton Quad. High school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
Run down by Baugh and set across Bowers into the back corner. Shelton has it, set to the outside, Brannigan. Brannigan off the tip, played Bowers. It's in the middle for Wood River. Heist takes a swing at it, and Heist terminates. Number 11 for Morgan Heist.
Wood River, Minden, and Ravenna are all in Shelton today, hoping to bring home a title, while the Bulldogs are hoping to keep the trophy at home. It's the Shelton Quadrangular coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Shelton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of high school volleyball brings us to the championship match of the Shelton Quad, where the Wood River Eagles getting ready to take on the Minden Whippets. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hit 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
First State Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Well, they're ready to go. They're not going to introduce the starting lineups here. We'll run them down for you. Wood River goes with Alexis Burkhart, Hope Lambrick, Kelsey Baugh, Morgan Heist, Kelly Bossert, and also Connor Fisher. And we're ready to go, so let's get things underway. The Eagles will serve it away, and firing it across for Wood River is going to be Burkhart. Minden, both teams wearing purple. Joust at the net. Good rundown and set back across there by Bailey Peterson. Left side attack, Heist will terminate, and Wood River has the first point of this championship match. Morgan Heist with the kill, and that makes it 1-0. And now back to serve it away will be Alexis Burkhart, looking to make it 2-0. Service across, middle attack, going to be driven down and good by Bailey Peterson, and that will even things up at 1-1. 1-1 your score. And back to serve it away will be Allie Rouse. Rouse to serve it here for Minden, the freshman center. And Rouse will put it across. Picked up by Heist. Set back to Morgan to the outside. A little off balance. Rouse with the dig. Boudreaux steps outside. Bauer will drop it down. The leading attacker for Minden is Hallie Bauer. And she will get her first kill. Rouse will pick the point on serve. And Minden has a 2-1 lead. Minden coming in at 16-3. Now won 17-3. And the serves an ace. Make it 3-1. Wood River trailing. Rouse on the ace serve. Only meeting of the year between these two teams, C1 and C2. So this will be the only chance that they do meet. Heist left wing. Big swing. Picked up there by Carly Bauer. Get it to Hallie on the outside. Dig made that time by Alexis Burkhart, and in the net going to be called on Minden, so Wood River will get the ball back. Make it 3-2, and in to serve it, Tyler Kimmenau. for the Wood River Eagles. Kamau, one step straight on the middle, fires it into the right-hand corner. Picked up there by Boudreaux. Set outside, Bauer, who's the leading attacker. Hallie takes it over the top there of Bossert. Now Heiss on the swing. Picked up and passed all the way back over by Chelsea Miller, the libero, and Midland can't take it out of their own net. Point for Wood River. Kimmenau gets the first point on serve here for the Eagles, or the second one, because Burkhardt started off with the serve. 3-3. Serve across, close to the net. Rouse did a good job to keep it out, and it's put away by Bailey Peterson, her second kill. Good job by Rouse to keep that out of the net there for the Minden Whippets. And back to serve it away will be Hallie Bauer. She'll float it right into the middle. Taken there at Burkhardt. Slide to Heiss. She's blocked. Blocked up front by Carly Bauer. And if Minden can use their block game, they're going to be in much better shape here today against the Wood River Eagles. 5-3. And Hallie Bauer to serve it away again. This was a short one. Willoughby's in. She gets it to Baugh. Baugh just takes it across. Boudreaux gets it to Bauer. She's wide. Carly misses on this one. And it's 5-4. Baugh goes back to serve it away. Kelsey Baugh. The Whippets go with Allie Rouse, Bailey Peterson, Sydney Standler, Hallie Bauer, Carly Bauer, Elena Boudreaux as their starters. Chelsea Miller is the libero. And here is an ace serve. Wood River ties it up at 5. Each team with an early ace. Kelsey Baugh able to do so. 5-5, game one, championship of the Shelton Quad. Baugh on the serve. A little bit of a jump serve to Carly Bauer. Trouble picking it up. They let her go, though, and then she gets the kill. They let them handle the ball a lot more on serve receive, more and more as the years progress. Not as many lifts or double hits called as we've seen in previous years, because that would have been called. 6-5, and a service there for Minden. So our first service error of the match, 6-6. And back to serve it away now, Morgan Heiss. She goes with that jump serve for the Wood River Eagles. Can be on fire sometimes, and there's an ace. There's absolutely nobody home. She found the opening there in the 5 slot defensively. And make it 7-6, Wood River. Morgan Heiss. 2 ace serves now for Wood River. Heiss, another beauty. Boudreaux picks it up, Rouse at the net, gets it back to Elena, and she is going to be driving it through the single block of Kelly Bossert. And Boudreaux will get her first kill and now go back and serve it away. Boudreaux takes time, floats this one down the middle. Heiss, not a very good pass, but Bob bails her out. They set it over. Free ball here, Minden. Rouse slide right side for Stadler. It's tipped and picked up by Bob, set in the middle and taken across there by Burkhardt. On the outside, Minden gets it to Carly Bauer, and she is blocked up front. Bossert with the block. She was up there with Heiss. Kelly Bossert, ace block. Point, Wood River. They lead it 8-7. And Bossert will serve it. Carly Bauer gets it in the back. Hallie back to Carly, rolls it across. Here is the set. From the outside, down Burkhardt. Connor Fisher with the assist. Alexis Burkhardt with the kill. 9-7. We're going to get a timeout here by Minden coach Ed Rouse. So timeout on the floor. 9-7 Wood River in this battle of top 5 teams here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
People you know. Community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy John. 9-7 Wood River in the opening set of our championship. And Kelly Bossert on the serve with a 9-7 lead. Here comes Minden. Bauer block up front. Ace block. Hope Lambert. Wood River, who wasn't extremely big in the block numbers early on, did a couple here to give themselves a 10-7 lead. Bossert on the serve. floats it across to Bauer. Middle attack. Stadler got some help from the net and drops it down and in. The one thing that is kind of on Minden's back here is that Minden just can't afford to lose. Even though they're 17-3, their district is psychotic, and they have to be in the wild card race, and they can't afford to lose, and they know how big these points are here tonight. Much more pressure on them than Wood River. Outside Bauer, Halley drives it into the corner. Good pick that time by the Eagles and Bossert. From the back row, Heist terminates. 11-8. It's not like Wood River's in an easy district, but boy, oh boy, Minden's in with Kearney Catholic, St. Paul. On the other side is Central Catholic, Sandy Creek. And now back to threw it away. Connor Fisher for Wood River, leading it 11-8. Close into the back row to Carly Bauer. In the middle, Stafford blocked up front by Lambrick. Picked back up by the Whippets. Dropped across there by Halley Bauer. Baugh will send it back over on a quick. Now Bauer gets one more swing, and this time it's down. Halley Bauer with her second kill. Minden moving the ball around. Four different players with the kill. Wood River only three kills, according to my numbers here, and they already have 11 points. So Minden has made some mistakes. Three kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves makes it look a little bit better. That's some of their 11 points. Sydney Stadler down to serve it away for the Whippets, trailing 11-9. Just got that one over, picked it by Bossert, tipped in the middle, and Lambrick will take it over. Couple of one-arm saves, and back across it comes free ball. Baugh goes quick in the middle. Lambrick looked like she hit it in the net. They're going to call it a block. Bauer doesn't matter. She'll put it away anyway. Allie Bauer with her third kill. 11-10, a chance now for Minden to tie it. With Stadler on the service line of the opening set of the championship. And the serve. Looks it across there to Heist. Set on the slide right side, and Burkhart can't get it over, and we are tied at 11. Stadler looking for three in a row, and to give the lead back over to the Whippets, who had a quick 3-1 lead before Wood River turned it around and took it back. Going to be dumped over by the center, Baugh, who's way wide, and now a timeout going to be called by Wood River. So Minden called timeout and took the lead back. Now Wood River's going to try and turn the tables here as well. We're in game one of the championship. Minden 12, Wood River 11 on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you here as Wood River is out of their timeout, and Sydney Stadler serves it across again. Sent back over, and now it's going to be Bauer on the attack, blocked but out of bounds, and Halley will pick up her fourth kill. So the rotation has moved itself in Minden's favor, and that is four in a row from the service line for Stadler. 13-11 Minden. Loaded across, passed way off the mark. Bond does a great job to go get it, but it's passed back, they say, out of bounds. Peg Heist didn't like that at all. She thought the ball was clearly passed back in bounds. As she came shooting off the bench, but is not going to get the call overturned, and it will be an ace serve for Sydney Stadler. Stadler floats it across to Bossert. Good pass. Here's Heist from the left wing. Big swing. It's passed into the ceiling. They get it out of there. Rouse passes it over after Boudreaux ran it down. Boss short sent Lambrick. Lambrick is running into a double block. Slide for Minden. And it's going to be blocked up front. Peterson digs her own block. Bauer blocked. And four hits. They're going to say it wasn't blocked. Four hits. Wood River, after a tough call, turns it around on a strong rally and gets that point. And now Ed Rouse is off the bench. So 2 points. It's been pretty clean all night long. And back-to-back points, we've got the... The coach is not happy as the serve is across and the attack is down and good by the Whippets. Bailey Peterson, her third kill. 15-12 Minden, game one of the championship. So each team has had the lead. Each team thought maybe one got away. Now Allie Rouse to serve it away. Knuckleball across to Burkhart. Baugh had to run it down. Heist gets the swing. Good dig by Carly Bauer. Set right side, Boudreaux. Pass right back above the net. The joust is won by Boudreaux. It's on Wood River's side. Here's Heiss again. They're digging Heiss here, making her work a little bit harder. Hallie Bauer, she's blocked. Baugh digs the block. Great play by Baugh. Set across this Wood River point. Connor Fisher. All she had to do was pass it into the back corner. But Kelsey Baugh was the one that came strong on that point. And it is distributed away will be Kyla Kimmenell. And we're starting to see the best volleyball of the night in our fourth match of the championship. Again, Minden beat Shelton, Wood River beat Ravenna, then Shelton beat Ravenna in the consolation. Kimmenow serves, middle attack, Bauer puts it away. Fifth kill for Hallie Bauer. 16-13, Minden. Amber Willoughby checks in defensively here for the Eagles. Wood River 15-3, Minden 17-3, just the kind of competition you want at this time of the season. And back to serve it away will be Hallie Bauer. Floats it back middle, stays the back row off Burkhart. They get it up to Heiss. She takes that swing. Dug out there, Hallie Bauer. Set outside, Rouse gets it to Carly Bauer. Tips it over, Fisher's there. Short set middle. Termination, Wood River, Kelly Bosser. First player with more than one kill for the Eagles. 16-14. And Baugh to go back and serve it away. Again, Kelsey comes deep off that service line, takes a run and fires it away. Down the line, ace. Baugh with the ace serve, her second of the set. And here come the Eagles again. 16-15, chance to tie it up here for Baugh. They put Carly Bauer on this short side, but Baugh's going to go elsewhere this time. And it's another ace. It doesn't matter. Moving around, back-to-back aces. Both teams have used a timeout. Both teams have one remaining. Baugh with her third ace, the fourth of this set here for Wood River. I have Minden for two aces. We're tied at 16. Baugh into the net. So that will send it back over to the Whippets, leading 17-16. And Chelsea Miller, the libero, will go back and serve it away. Back into the front row will be Sydney Stadler. And the serve is away. Just getting across, picked up by Bossert. High pass, but nobody that's going to take a swing. So Bossert passes it over. Short set in the middle. Stadler gets a little off, but not a lot. She mistimed her jump, or else the set was too high. Back over to Boudreaux. She'll tip it over. Heiss. Good dig out of the floor there, and then they can't return it. Great dig by Burkhart. Then Heiss wasn't quite sure what to do with the volleyball, and it ended up in the net. So 18-16, and Miller to serve away again here for Minden. Serve. Hit the net, just crawled over Baugh's there. Middle attack, Heiss. Did it hit the line? Yes, it did. I think Morgan, like me, thought that she had set it too deep, but it got down and it's in. 18-17. And now Heiss goes back to serve it away here for the Eagles. Morgan with the jump serve. Missed it last time. This time she doesn't. She had an ace last time before she missed it. Now Boudreaux unloads. Where'd that come from? Elena Boudreaux absolutely knocked the air out of that one, and it's 19-17 Minden. So you just never know who's going to come with the heat. Boudreaux gets her second kill right there. Now it's her turn to serve. Over to Willoughby, and it's passed into the net. It's an ace serve, 20-17. And Minden now back up by three. Each team has had a few ace serves to chalk up on the board. Three-point lead late here in game number one. Serve across, outside they're going to get it on the wing to Bossert. Popped off the net, so Bauer gets a swing. Carly over to Willoughby. Baugh set, outside there's an opening for Burkhart. She'll finish. Gets out Baugh to pass that ball where the defense wasn't. And Alexis Burkhart gets her second kill. Side out, Wood River, Minden 20, Wood River 18. St. Louis gets one of the ninth, but they needed two. The Philadelphia Phillies beat St. Louis 3-2. They go up 2-1. In the best of five, Yankees in Detroit just getting ready on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Service across by Bossert. Outside swing by Bauer is overpassed right back to a Minden again. Carly Bauer through the double block, and she'll have her first kill of this match. 21-18, Minden. Coach Peg Heiss off the bench as the ball has to be retrieved, talking to Connor Fisher and trying to get everybody aligned here defensively. As Carly Bauer will now serve for the Whippets. Goes knuckleball left side to Heiss. Tipped it back to Morgan. She'll take a big swing from the back row. Tipped and picked up by Carly Bauer. Out to Hallie. She'll take it over the block And it is out of bounds deep. Ball goes out of bounds deep. And it'll go back over to Wood River. 21-19, and it's Fisher's turn to serve. Fisher slaps that one at Carly Bauer. Set back to Hallie. She tries again. That time, Lambert got a hand on it. It's over to Wood River. Set outside. There's Brungard again. Up in the back row by Miller. Trouble here to get it back. They will pass it across. Free ball here for Wood River. Boss short. Lambrecht middle. Termination. First kill for Hope Lambrecht. 21-20. Championship of the Shelton Quad. We're seeing some volleyball from both teams right now. And Fisher a chance to tie it up here. Connor mishit it. And it went wide and out of bounds. I didn't even think it was going to get over the net. But it did. 22-20. Bailey Peterson back into the front row. Stadler to serve. Sydney's the one that went on that five-point run to turn the deficit into a lead midway through this set. Stadler served. Picked up by Bossert. Boss sets outside. Frontcourt goes short corner. Out of bounds. Time out will be called here by Wood River. It is Minden 23, Wood River 20, opening set of our championship match on Classic Hits.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Make sure and tell all the fine sponsors thanks for allowing us to bring you exciting high school sports action here on Classic Hits. And on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, you'll be able to go to Platte River Preps and see a ton of photos from tonight's action and any other action that we've had here on Classic Hits. And don't forget, the podcast is up later tonight, first thing in the morning. Check it out, PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR.com for the podcast. But out of the timeout, a service error for Minden. So Wood River got what they needed. It's 23-21 Minden. And Alexis Burkhart to serve it away here for the Eagles in the first set. Burkhart floats it into the wing. Good serve, but it is picked up and taken over by Hallie Bauer. Carly Bauer had a dive to get it. Heist tips it at the net. Boudreau with the save. It's above the net, and Landrick rolls it off the tip. Out of bounds? No, just out of bounds. It was not deflected. Landrick got a little anxious and hit it too hard, or tipped it too hard in this case. And it is game point Minden. Hallie Rouse to serve it away. 24-21. And Rouse's serve takes it at Fisher. After that, Baugh had to tip it across. Free ball here for Minden. They kind of fall all over each other. Bauer got a swing. Dig out there by Bossert. Set outside. Heist over. Swung into the net. The error gives the point to Minden. And Minden wins the opening game here, 25-21. What a battle we saw in the opening set, though, between two of the top teams in the area. Minden 25, Wood River 21. We'll give you the numbers and get ready for game two right after this timeout.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over Central Nebraska. They are a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Doug Dew with you in the first set stats. Here we go. First of all, for Wood River, Alexis Burkhart, a service point, two kills. Connor Fisher, a service point and a kill. Kyla Kimenow, a service point. Morgan Heiss, an ace serve, but just two kills. Kelsey Baugh, three ace serves. Kelly Bossert, two service points, an ace block, two kills. Hope Lambrecht, an ace block, one kill. Eight kills, two ace blocks, four ace serves for Wood River. For Minden, Allie Rouse, three service points. One was an ace. Chelsea Miller had a service point. Bailey Peterson, three kills. Sydney Stadler, six service points. One was an ace, one kill. Allie Bauer, one service point, five kills. Carly Bauer, an ace block, one kill. Elena Boutreau, an ace serve, two kills. Minute had 12 kills, one ace block, and three ace servers as the Whippets win the first set of our championship match, 25-21 over Wood River. Eagles just weren't able to put away as many as Minden did. Four more kills for Minden. Wood River only had one more ace block. So pretty even across the board, except Wood River not able to get their attacks down as often as Minden. We'll see how Game 2 goes in the championship of the Shelton Quad in 1 minute.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
With producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPress.com. Allie Rouse to serve it away to start things off here for Minden in Game 2, and it's going to be into the net. So Wood River will score first and try and get something going with Alexis Burkhart. Burkhart, good serve, picked up by the Whippets and Bauer. They'll get it to the right side. Hallie Bauer pushes it across. It'll attack Lambrick. One arm up by Rouse. Is it going to be good enough to get it back over? No. Give Lambrecht the point. Good attempt there by Minden, but could not get that over the net. Just sat on the tape, fell back. Burkhart to serve again. And Alexis goes down the near line this time to Hallie Bauer. Rouse was blocked up front, actually, because it was so close to the net. I believe that was Lambrecht again. I wasn't even paying attention to the defense. I didn't realize it was set so close to the net. Ed Rouse thought that they had reached over. And Burkhart's going to get the point. I will give Lambrecht the kill. And we're ready to go. 3-0. So Wood River off to a start they had hoped for here. Then they fire an ace as they let the volleyball go, and it finds itself into the corner. Ace serve for Alexis Burkhart, sending it right up to us after it bounced in. And now the Whippets are going to secure this corner a little bit better and make her serve it somewhere else. So she does. The boy, it clipped the net. Boudreau got it, and they're going to pass it over. Free ball here. Mishandled, but Baugh goes up after it was dug out by Lambrecht. I think Baugh redirected it ever so slightly after Lambrecht made the very nice dig. Now Minden's got to find a way to get the ball back here before the hole's too deep. Serve receives a problem. Overpass on this serve. Set to the outside. Heist rolls it down. It is 6-0. Timeout. Timeout on the floor as Minden has not been able to get on the board here yet in the second set after they won the opening set, 25-21. Wood River's up 6-0. We're right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Don't forget, complete coverage of the Loop Flat Conference tournament begins Monday here on Classic Hits. We will be in Wood River, where at 6 o'clock, St. Paul and Centura, the 4 and 5 seeds, will play, followed by the 3rd seed, Wood River, against Donovan Trumbull. And then next Tuesday and Thursday, the semifinals and finals from Ord right here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic, the number 1 seed, Ord the number 2, Wood River the 3, St. Paul the 4. 6-0. Wood River to start this second set. Lambrick on the middle attack. It's dug out. Didn't have a big swing on it. Boudreau does. And it's going to be overpassed at the net. Another good dig. Another good save up there by Fisher. The joust at the net. It's hanging on the tape. Picked back up by the Eagles. The attack by Fisher. maybe the best point so far in the match. Here comes Hallie Bauer, dug out the back row by Kelly Bossert. And Wood River will set it across with Heinz. Bauer runs it down, short set middle, swept across by Peterson. Here come the Eagles, and Heinz strikes it through the block for the kill. Third kill for Morgan Heinz, 7-0 Wood River. What a run on both sides. It's just that right now Wood River's winning the point, not for lack of effort on the Minden side. And Minden is going to sub in with Sarah Ryan in the middle. Bauer into the net. Attack error. Point Wood River. 8-0. And now Burkhardt just has to make sure she keeps getting them in because her team is taking care of everything else. Now the Whippets change up defensively here. They better hope they're in the proper rotation, and they are. Get it to Carly Bauer to the outside. Here's Hallie. Big swing, but again, it's dug out by Heiss. She just keeps swinging harder. Ryan with the block at the net. It's popped right back over to Minden. On the outside, Bauer just takes something off of it. Dug out by Heiss. Heiss has to take it from the standing spot and punch it over. Here's Boudreaux. She drives it across. Two one-arm saves and set across. How many arms were on that side of the net? Outside, Bauer finally finishes a point here for Minden. But what a work in progress here for Wood River. Man, Minden's working hard out there. And Bauer finally gets the kill and gets Minden on the board here in the second set. 8-1 Wood River. Bauer to serve, and it is an ace. They let it go right down the pipe. 8-2. You kind of hear the air come out of the Minden crowd there because had she walked back and just served it out of bounds right away, it would have went right back to Wood River, keeping momentum. This time she makes sure it's in. Dug out there by Burkhardt, and the termination by Heinz. Morgan Heinz turns it into a quick point here for the Eagles. The first set did go to Minden, 25-21, and Wood River has jumped out early. They had the first 8 points. Now it's 9-2, and Kylie Kimmenow will come in and serve. She'll float it over to Carly Bauer. Allie gets it back to Carly from the 10-foot line. She'll take it across. Bossett, Heiss rolls it over. Bauer dig. Set Rouse to the outside. Carly Bauer cuts it across. Heiss is there again. She's got a ton of digs in this set. And then tips it down. Went with the offhand. Found the open spot. And Morgan Heiss now starting to warm up here after really not being a factor getting kills in this match. That's her fifth. Kimmenow's serve. Close it into the back to Bauer. Set Carly again from off the net. It's going to be touched up there by Burkhardt. Boss sets outside. Heiss terminates for Wood River. It's 11-2. And the final timeout will be taken here for Minden. It's now or never for Coach Ed Rousey figures as Heiss has warmed up in the second set. Wood River 11, Minden 2. But Minden did win the opening set, 25-21. We'll be back with more of the championship of the Shelton Quad right after this.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
All three matches tonight have went straight sets, but right now the championship looks headed for a third set, although there's a lot of points to still be garnered here in game number two. Wood River's up 11-2. Kylie Kimmenow serves. Minden's used both their timeouts. Rouse sets outside. Carly Bauer has to tip it across. Fisher sends it right back over. A little pinball action. It's on the Minden side. They'll go to Bauer on the left wing. Another dig over past Boudreaux. Finally down and good for Minden. Elena with her third kill. One difference between the first and second set is the amount of digs that Wood River is getting, quality digs on hard Minden shots that they are keeping in play and getting passed up to the center bomb. Now Chelsea Miller to serve it away, and this one is another ace. They let it go right at where the service area is, the one spot. And two of the 4 points now for Minden in the second set have come off the ace serve. Chelsea Miller's first ace. In the consolation, Shelton beat Ravenna 25-8, 25-14. Minden won the first set, But it's all Wood River right now. Miller's soft serve across has to be set over there by Burkhart into the back row. Rouse sets Boudreaux on the right side. Off the tape, it's up there by the Eagles. They'll get it to Heiss. It's going to be set back up by Miller. Over the net, who's going to win the joust? Minden will win the joust. Down by Sydney Stadler. Stadler with the kill, makes it 11-5. And Chelsea Miller to serve. Chelsea floats that one just over the net. Picked up there by Willoughby. And a big swing by Heist that is dug out by Minden. They make a good dig. Back outside to Bauer. Dig off the tip. Made that time by Burkhart. And then jumped over by the center box. All the momentum going one way. She just flipped it back over her head. And Kelsey Ma gets her second kill of this set. 12-5, Wood River. And now Ma goes back to serve. Across it comes. Bowers are touching the ball a whole lot now. Carly takes it across into the middle. Picked up there by Heist. Set back to Morgan. Morgan, middle attack down and good. Morgan Heist. That is going to be her seventh kill of the match. Fifth of this game. 13-5 in favor of the Wood River Eagles. First set went into the hands of Minden, 25-21. And the serve. Again, Baugh lets it fly, but this time it's going to go into the net. And the service there will get it back over to Minden. Trailing 13-6, and Elena Boudreaux, the 5'8 junior, to fire it away here. Had an ace serve in the first set. And Boudreaux's serve strong down the middle, takes it to Miller, or to it, Bauer, excuse me. Carly gets to the outside. She'll drive it across and get the kill. Carly Bauer, her second kill, 13-7. And Boudreaux trying to get Minden on a little bit of a run here. Still a 6-point Wood River lead after they jumped out to an 8-0 start here in the second set. Boudreaux clips the net, and it's an ace. They clip the net. And already going low was Burkhardt, so when it hit the net, she had no chance to get back on her toes. And that'll be the second ace of the night for Boudreaux. 13-8, Minden trying to claw their way back into game two. Serve up by Fisher at the 10-foot line. And it has to be set across by Heiss. Free ball here for Minden. Rouse, short set middle. Block up front by Kelly Bossert off of Stadler. Bossert with her second ace block. Boy, that sure looked like after a bad pass on the serve that that was going to be set up for Minden. And give credit to Bossert with a solid single block. And now Morgan Heiss with the jump serve. Let it fly. Picked up by Bauer. Set to the outside. Carly's swing is off the tip, and it sounded good. Third kill for Carly Bauer. Right back over to the Whippets. 14-9, Wood River. Minden won the opening game of the championship, 25-21. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits. As the serve by Carly Bauer floats across to Willoughby. Set to the right side. Bossert on the attack. Dug out by Chelsea Miller. And it falls above the net. And it's going to be tipped down by Connor Fisher. Her second kill. Wood River keeping enough distance right now to where they don't have to get nervous with Minden. Just keep playing strong. And Kelly Bossert to serve. Close one in the middle to Boudreaux. Rouse sets right side. Stadler blocked. Takes her own block. Brown sets again. This time, Hallie Bauer, who's been quiet for a while, blocked up front by Lambrick. They dig it again. Rouse dumps it over. She'll get the point. Hallie Rouse, the center for the Whippets. The freshman, seeing the court that time, dumps it in there for a key point. And Sarah Ryan is going to re-enter, but only so Bailey Peterson can get back into her spot. Now Sydney Stadler to serve. 15-10, Wood River. Minden playing catch-up. Heiss with the pass to Baugh. On the outside, it'll be floated over Burkhart. Dig is made. Set to Hallie Bauer on the left wing. Off the tip, it sounded good. Seventh kill. Hallie didn't have a lot of steam on that one. It was a more of a placement shot. And now what was an 8-point lead is down to 4. Stadler rattled off 5 in a row back in the first set. This serve is down the middle. Picked up by Bossert. Middle attack. Lambrick is down, and it is good. Inside the back line for Hope Lambrick. Her fourth kill, 16-11, Wood River. And back to serve it away here for the Eagles. It is going to be Connor Fisher, I believe. Yep, Fisher, the 5'6 junior, to try and extend this lead. And a strong serve into the corner. Hallie Bauer went back and got it. Now they sent it to her. Swing is off the hands there of Burkhart. And she ends up passing it across to Boudreau. Rouse now with the set. Slide right side. Peterson goes near corner and puts it away. Bailey Peterson, first kill of this game. Fourth of the match. Hallie Rouse to serve here for Minden. Side out. Whip it. They won the opening set, 25-21, but Wood River leads the second set, 16-12. Rouse floats it back middle to Bossert. Here's the set into the net, and I'm not sure that it was ever touched by Minden. And a timeout's going to be called here by Wood River. Allie Rouse picks up the service point, and this is as close as Minden has been in this second set, 16-13. Wood River will be right back on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Well, don't forget you can see highlights of some of the matches tonight on MTV. You'll also be able to read about it tomorrow on the Kearney Hub, but you're hearing about it right now live on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com, flatriverpreps.com. After an 8-0 lead by Wood River, Minden has managed to cut it to 3, 16-13. Out of the timeout by the Eagles, Allie Rouse to serve, looking for two in a row across the heist. They'll get it to the outside, punched across there by Burkhart. Heiss has been stuck in the back row. Right side, Boudreau, tip, it's out. Whoa, very good idea, but only missed by a couple of inches there on a key point. Instead of cutting it to two, it escalates to four. And now Alexis Burkhart, who was back there to get the first 7 points from the service line, will serve one off the top of the net. Rouse sets to the outside to Boudreau, and she is deep and out of bounds. And just like that, the lead is back to five. And Minden has already used both of their timeouts, had them gone at 11-2. Burkhart now at 9 points in the match, eight of them here in this set. And this time it's going to be out of bounds. A little too much curve on that one. And that'll make it 18-14. And back to serve it away will be Hallie Bauer for Minden. Tries to position this one to the far right wing. Short set. Miscommunication between Vaughn and Lambrecht. Lambrecht actually came back down to the ground and tipped it over, and that allows Boudreau to hammer her fourth kill home. Minden, two in a row, looking for three. Trying to make an incredible rally here and sweep this championship. Don't forget, whenever we are done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Serve is across, trouble here, but Heiss gets a swing. Was it tipped? No, it was not. It is a 18-16 game on the attack error. In the consolation, congratulations to Shelton coach Amanda Thover, career win number 100. Now the championship continues. Here's Heiss back in the front row, dumped it into her own net. Timeout going to be called here by Wood River. The 8-point lead is almost completely gone. 18-17 Eagles. We'll be right back.
First State Bank in Shelton, helping with your financial future is what they do. First State Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all areas of banking. Contact the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
And we're back here with high school volleyball on Classic Hits, 98.9. At the service line, Hallie Bauer with a chance to tie it here for Minden. What a battle back this would be. Baugh sets outside. Heiss, termination. There they connected. Morgan Heiss with her eighth kill of the match. She got off to a quick start in that 8-0 run to start this set. 19-17, Wood River. Kyla Kibbenau to serve. Kibbenau serves it way deep. A little nerves maybe on that one, trying to be aggressive, but send it back up here on the stage. So it will be Chelsea Miller now into service, the libero for Minden. 17-3 versus 15-3. Quality on both sides. Here's Morgan Heiss to put it down again. 20-18, Wood River. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show. Whenever this match is over, Wood River trying to take us to a third set. And the serve by Baugh is deep and out of bounds. So we're exchanging points quickly here. One and done, one and done. One swing, one serve, one error. 20-19, Wood River. Elena Boudreau to serve here for Minden. Once again, trying to tie this thing up. And Boudreau's serve. Floats it into the corner to Willoughby. Set to the outside, too close to the net, but Heiss adjusted. Heiss tips it down for her 10th kill, 8th of this game alone. 21-19, Wood River. And now it's Morgan's turn to go back with that chump serve here for the Eagles. And the first one is across cleanly. Good pass. Rouse to the outside. Carly Bauer with the tip. Great save by Baugh to go dig that one out. It's passed back over. Middle attack, Stadler. One arm up that time by Burkhart. Minden has to scramble to get it back over. Wood River had to scramble to get it back over, but they do. Bauer again. Carly down and good. It took so much just to get it back over. The Eagles weren't set defensively, and Carly Bauer made them pay with her fourth kill. 21-20, Minden still trying to tie it up. And here comes Carly Bauer with the serve. Heiss stuck it out, got the ball in the air, and Bossert put it away. Once she was taken out of the equation, I don't think Minden was really set defensively there. And Kelly Bossert gets her first kill of this game. Minden's cut it to one, but they have not been able to tie it. And Bossert now to serve. 22-20, Wood River in game two. Minden won the opener, 25-21. Minden 17-3, 4th in C1. Wood River 15-3, 3rd in C2. Serve across to Boudreau. Rouse sets outside. Halle Bauer drives it across. The dig is made to the outside for the Eagles, and it's put away. Alexis Burkhart. Both teams are out of timeouts. It's 23-20, Wood River. And Carly Bauer hoping to get this, but Kelly Bossert with the serve. And they're going to go away from her. And Halle Bauer didn't handle it today. Game point, Wood River. On the ace serve for Bossert. So up 8, cut to 1, and now 4 game points for Wood River. Bossert serve. And Halle Bauer. Good pass to Rouse. Set back to Halle on the left wing. She's blocked up front, and that's the end of game 2. Hope Lambrick put the ace block along with Connor Fisher. And we'll go to a third set here in the Shelton Quad Championship as Wood River defeats Minden in game 2, 25-20. Minden won the opener, 25-21. We'll take a break and be back with the numbers in third set after this timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Here's the numbers I had in game number 2 of this Shelton Quad Championship. 4 minute Allie Rouse, a service point and a kill. Chelsea Miller, 2 service points. One was an ace. Bailey Peterson, 1 kill. Sydney Stadler, a service point and a kill. Halle Bauer, 3 service points, 2 kills. Carly Bauer, 3 kills. Elena Boudreau, 2 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. 10 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves for Minden. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhart, 8 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Connor Fisher had a kill. Kyla Kimmenau, 2 service points. Morgan Heiss, 8 kills in that game. Kelsey Baugh, a service point and 2 kills. Kelly Bossert, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. An ace block and a kill. And Hope Lambrick, an ace block and 3 kills. Wood River, 16 kills, 2 ace blocks, 2 ace serves. They jumped out to an 8-0 lead, had it cut to 1 the last time at 21-20, and then scored the last 4 points to win it 25-20. Minden won the opening set 25-21. So we head to a third and decisive game to see who brings home the hardware, and we'll have it for you next on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And winning the coin flip was Minden. So we will head into the third set with Allie Rouse getting ready to serve it away to get things started here. In the final set, best of three, Rouse's serve is across. Let's see who gets off to the good start. Middle attack, Heiss drives it over, and Heiss gets the kill. Miller got an arm on it, and it made it into about the second row of the stands. Rouse couldn't get over to it. She got to the stands, but had no chance to play it. And Morgan Heiss with her 11th kill. And Wood River gets the first point. They scored first in all three sets. Serve is across. Picked up there by Miller. Left wing, Halle Bauer is picked up off the ceiling. Stays on the side of the Wood River Eagles. Heiss punches it across. Minden tries to go quick. Boudreaux is blocked by Lambrick. Play at the net. And it's going to be on the Minden side. Rouse has to punch it across. Now Wood River, quick set middle. Lambrick off the block of Peterson. Bailey digs the block. And it's going to be punched back across here. Good play at the net, both sides. Now set to the outside. Heiss terminates again. That's where you got to go. And Morgan Heiss, who was not much of a factor in game one, a huge factor since, her 12th kill. And it is 2-0 as the serve is across. For another ace, it clipped the net and fell over. 3-0, Wood River. And boy, Ed Rouse doesn't want to see this again mentally for his girls. What would happen? They need the ball back here. Over to Carly Bauer. Rouse sets outside. Here comes Hallie. Big look, big swing. Dug out there in the back row by Bosser. Has to be passed across, but it's passed out of bounds. Point mended. So they score a lot quicker here in game three than they did in game number two. In the first game, Wood River was up 11-8. Minden went up 14-11 and took it home from there in the second game. 8-0 Wood River. They never trailed, although it was cut to 1. Here's Rouse setting Boudreaux. On the outside, Carly Bauer goes short corner and is in. Carly Bauer with her 5th kill of the match. Hallie Bauer is back there serving. 7 kills for Hallie, 5 for Peterson and Bauer. And or see 4 for Peterson and Boudreaux, 5 for Carly Bauer. I'll give you Wood River in a minute as this serve is on the line, goes all the way wide and hits the line. Minden has been flirting with the lines here in late game 2, early game 3, but they have worked out and Halle Bauer gets the 8. Bauer's serve across, picked up that time by Burkhart to the outside. Heiss, and she's out. Everybody thought she was going to be in, just assumed she was going to be in, and the call is out. It looked like it was out. It was amazing that it was out. I thought it was going to be in, but it did look like it hit long. Coming towards our side here, and Minden takes the 4-3 lead. Bauer serve, pass off the mark. Heiss just kind of punched it in the air. They do get it back to Morgan, got a good swing on it. Dig made by Miller. Rouse goes to the middle of the floor to set it up. And it's going to be tipped over by Carly Bauer. Here's Heiss' big swing near side, and it is going to get up on the basketball standard. Stay alive. Is it still in play? I guess it's still in play. Middle attack, Lambrick rolls it over. Boudreaux with the dig. Coach Ed Rouse thought it would be a replay. And it doesn't matter. Minden wins the point. Carly Bauer on the left wing gets the kill. So it works out for Minden. The one basketball hoop does go up to the ceiling. The other one doesn't. The referee just telling Ed Rouse the one that doesn't go up to the ceiling, that's the one you would get a replay on. And now Bauer finally off that service line with a service error. But five in a row there for Minden. They lead it 5-4 here in the third set. For Wood River, by the way, Morgan Heist, 12 kills, 4 for Lambrecht, 3 for Bossert and Burkhart. Rouse sets on the left wing. Carly Bauer again, and she just caught the tape. Carly Bauer goes severe angle, put it inside the 10-foot line, and just caught the tape. In fact, I'd like to see that one again. That just caught the tape. 5-6-4, and Miller to serve. Chelsea. Down the middle it goes. Here's set to the outside. Heist gets a look, and there's nobody on the far side, so that's where she'll drive it home to and make it 6-5. Wood River will get the ball back, looking to tie things up here in the third and final set. Again, earlier tonight, Minden started things off by defeating Shelton in straight sets, 25-17, 25-21. As Boss serves it across here, and it is going to be, I thought an ace. Rouse did a great job to get over there, and then they can't pass it across from the back line. So it is tied at 6. Second match tonight, Wood River beat Ravenna 25-14, 25-23, and then Shelton took care of Ravenna in the consolation match 25-8, 25-14. Baugh this time is out of bounds. So Kelsey continues to serve strong. Has three aces, also as many errors. And the serve now, Elena Boudreau, ready to serve it away here, and she's going to get an ace as it clipped the net, and nobody could pick it up off after that. So Elena Boudreau gets the kill, or gets the ace serve, and that'll make it 8-7. Boudreau fires away again. Picked up by Willoughby, who's in defensively. Tipped over by Heist. Boudreau with the dig. Rouse sets outside. Left wing. Bauer. Carly kill. And now Carly's starting to come alive. Her fourth kill of this game. And a timeout will be called here by Wood River. Third and decisive set. Minden 9, Wood River 6. We're back in a minute.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Guda back with you here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Wood River, 9-6. Elena Boudreau to serve here, 4 minutes in the third set there up. And across it goes, Boss sets, Heist attack, dug out by Miller, good rundown. Stadler picks it up, a little half swing by Carly Bauer to get it across. Middle attack, Bossert missed it wide and out of bounds. That's 4 in a row now for Minden. They're up 10-6. And Boudreau continues at that service line. Wood River got the first 3 points, but Minden has taken over since then. Boudreau down the middle to Bossert. Baugh with the up. Outside Heist goes on the wing. Caught the tape. Heist just caught the tape. Each team has just caught the tape here once, and that's the 14th kill for Morgan Heist. She's kind of carrying the load for Wood River, while the Bauer sisters, with 15 total, are carrying it for Minden. Now Heist with that jump serve, takes it up. Boudreau handles it well. Rouse gets it to the outside. Carly Bauer tips it over. It's down and good. And that's key for Minden. You get Morgan Heist off the service line without giving up a point. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show when we're all done here. Right now, 17-3, Minden a slight lead over 15-3, Wood River, and Carly Bauer's serve is passed into the net for an ace serve, 12-7. Things turning now. Minden has the advantage. Minden has the momentum. They won the first set 25-21. Wood River won the second 25-20. Can the Eagles turn it around here? Willoughby on the service. He back row attack. Heist backpedaling to make the dig is going to be Carly Bauer. Then Halley from way off the net takes the swing. Picked up by the Eagles. They're going to tip it over, and it's going to work for a kill. Alexis Burkhart, who has been virtually unheard from since the first set, or not heard from, would be the proper way to say that. Back to serve it away will be Kelly Fossard. Fossard serve on the wing, picked up by Halley Bauer. We got a back set right side, blocked up there. Stadler was blocked by Burkhart. Picked back up and passed over by Minden, but a free ball here for Wood River. They'll get a swing with Burkhart, but she didn't follow through, and it sailed long. 13-8, Minden back into the front row. Bailey Peterson back to serve. Sydney Stadler. We owe you a little Major League Baseball update, and we'll tell you about that here in just a second. Currently, the Yankees and Tigers are airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and there is one you can do nothing about. It hit the tape, spun up in the air, and then fell over. It's an ace serve for Sydney Stadler, her second. And that's one when you're trying to get some momentum back you don't want to see, and it goes against Wood River 14-8. And trying to keep things going, a six-point lead. Wood River really needs the ball back now. Boss sets right side. Connor Fisher is blocked up there by Halley Bauer. Fisher digs. Go to the other side. Burkhart takes it across. Dig made by Bauer. Carly to Halley. Her swing overpass by Heiss. One more swing. Peterson in the middle. Dig is made by Boss. Fisher will set. Back row to Morgan Heiss. Dig is made by Minden on the outside. Bauer swing, overpass again by Burkhart. Big swings, one more time, Halley Bauer, and this time it's down and good. Number eight for Halley Bauer, her first of this game, 15-8 Minden. They're starting to pull away now from the Eagles. Wood River does have one timeout left. Serve just gets across the net. Boss sets to the outside. And it's going to be down and good. Alexis Burkhart, a much-needed point for Wood River. Trying to get Heiss out of that back row. In Major League Baseball, they go to the bottom of the second inning. They go to the top of the third now. Yankees and Detroit scoreless. Earlier, Philadelphia beat St. Louis 3-2. Texas eliminated Tampa Bay 4-3. Milwaukee and Arizona still to go tonight. At an attack error, they're looking for a tip. Don't get it. Halley Bauer is deep. And back-to-back points here for Wood River for only the third time in this game. Connor Fisher back to serve, 15-10. Still got a ways to go. Pass almost into the net. Rouse dug it out. Somebody's in the net. Ooh, Bailey Peterson came down awkwardly. I don't know what happened there. If she stepped on a foot, she just came down awkwardly, and she's trying to walk it off. The point will be Wood River's, though, 15-11. It's the Eagles' turn to try and crawl back into one. Minden tried to do it last game. Serve over to Boudreau, overpass at the net. Rouse kept it out, but she couldn't stay out of the net. And another point. Now Minden has both of their timeouts. Let's see if Coach Rouse uses one here. Four in a row for Wood River. And the crowd's starting to make some noise. Fisher to serve. And her serve comes across to Bauer. Rouse sets it all the way to the other end. Halley Bauer open look. Halley Bauer termination. Number nine gets the ball back over to the Whippets. Doesn't let Wood River get a big run going. 16-12, your score. Third set. And the Whippets with Allie Rouse floats it across. Two players run together, and it's going to end up being an ace serve. A little miscommunication in the back row for Wood River. They need one more rotation to get Heiss out of the back row and up where they want her. Rouse, that was her second ace of this match. She'll float this one across, picked up by Fisher, set to the outside, tipped across Burkhart. Rouse dives, put it above the net, and it's going to be swatted across by Hope Lambrick. Lambrick with her fifth kill. All started there with Burkhart. And now Alexis will go back and serve it away. 17-13 Minden, third and final set. Two of the top teams, both in the top five in our area. Good serve down the line, picked up by Chelsea Miller, set to the outside. Halley Bauer takes it off the block and gets the kill. She's got 10 now. And it's 18-13 Whippets. The Misco Sports Postgame Show with coaches' interviews, final stats coming up. Keep it with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The serve by Bauer. Trouble in the back row, but they do get it up to Morgan Heiss, who comes short corner kill. Heiss with her fifth kill of the game, 15th of the match. We had a 15-kill match earlier in two sets from Kaylin Brannigan in the consolation. Earlier tonight, Heiss had just 7 kills in the win against Ravenna. Serve across, slide right side, Boudreaux, Boudreaux termination for the Whippets. And now we're getting back into that one-point-at-a-time scenario, and Minden will take that with the cushion they have, 19-14. Boudreaux with her fifth kill. And now it'll be Chelsea Miller to serve for Minden. They let it go. It's out of bounds. And over here trying to walk it off, Bailey Peterson. We told you that she came down a little awkwardly earlier. I don't know if she may have kind of cramped or twisted the ankle. She's over here trying to walk it off. Meantime, Wood River on the serve. Rouse sets to the outside. Carly Bauer off the tip. Dig is made. Burkhart put back to the middle of the floor, and Wood River has to pass it across. Free ball here for Minden. Short set tipped over by Boudreaux. Ready is Heiss. They set it back to Morgan. Her attack blocked by Boudreaux. Across it comes, and they'll set to the outside for the Whippets, and Bauer is wide. Her only chance there was to go right down the line because of where the ball was, and she sent it wide. 19-16. And the Wood River served by Baugh into the net. She seems right now, Kelsey, she gets one and then puts one into the net. Not what you can afford right now, the service errors. Boudreaux to serve, 20-16, Minden. Creeping closer to getting the win between these two talented teams. Baugh set off the mark, has to be punched across, almost worked. Heiss. Minden is scrambling. Now Carly Bauer got a big swing. Heiss overpass. Joust at the net. Fisher blocked it. Connor Fisher with the block on Carly Bauer, who just figured that was going to be an easy one, took a good swing on it. And Connor Fisher with her first ace block. Big point to keep Wood River in the match. Now Morgan Heiss with the jump serve. Drives it across. Good pickup. They'll set to the outside. Carly Bauer. Dig is made by Alexis Burkhart. They'll get it back to her. Alexis will tip it across. One arm save. Carly Bauer, great job because it was headed to the floor. Have to pass over to Willoughby. Free ball. Set right side. Fisher, the set was too high. Didn't get a lot on it. Tip back over. Down and good by Stadler. That is a key mistake there. Something that just didn't work out timing-wise. Wood River had a wide-open chance to cut it to two. The mistake turns into a Minden point, and the lead is 4. Carly Bauer to serve, 21-17, 4 points away from the match. She'll come near side. Willoughby with a pass. Set back to the outside. Burkhart with the attack. Carly Bauer on the dig. Roll throughout to Hallie Bauer off the back foot. Lost it across to Heiss. Baugh keeps it out of the net. And a quick set termination for Bosser. Not only did Baugh keep it out of the net, she put it where Bosser could finish quickly. Kelsey Baugh has had a heck of a night tonight, both matches. But Wood River's running out of time. They can't just side out. Bosser to serve. And she'll go into the far corner, and it ties up Bauer, and it's an 8. 21-19, Minden. Minden has both of their timeouts, and they'll use one here. It's not over yet. Minden won the opening set 25-21. Wood River took the second 25-20, and now Minden clinging to a 21-19 lead late in the third and final set here on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Well, it's turned out to be all we'd hoped it would be. Some great volleyball here tonight between two of the top teams in the area, Wood River and Minden. Right now, Minden has the advantage. They are up 21-19 to the third set. Wood River scored 2 in a row, and Kelly Bosser to serve out of the Minden timeout. Takes it at Hallie Bauer. Close to the net. Mouth has to dump it across. Does, but is in the net. Point, Wood River. Overpass that time. And Rouse's arm hits the net on the way down. A chance to tie now for Wood River. Keeps serving it at Hallie Bauer. Rouse again over pass. She had no chance. It's tipped down. But in the net call? In the net call on Wood River, I believe. And a huge break for Minden. 22-20, they have the serve. Each team has a timeout remaining. Sydney Stadler to serve now. And Stadler serve. Close it down the middle. Stays in the back row. Bosser didn't do much with it. Are they going to be able to get it back? No, they won't. And a timeout, I would have to imagine, coming here from Wood River. Coach Heiss checking with her assistant to make sure that she still had one. Darren Parlin says, yes, we do. So timeout after the ace serve there by Sydney Stadler, her third. And that makes it 23-20. We'll be right back.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Well, we are approaching the finish line. Minden 23, Wood River 20. Sydney Stadler to serve out of the Wood River timeout, 2 points away from the match. And the serve. Across it comes to Heiss. The pass to Baugh, who had to go get it. Burkhardt on the attack. Dig made by Carly Bauer. Set to Halley on the left wing. Through the block, and it's match point. Big, big point for Minden. Hallie Bauer with her 11th kill, and it is match point as Stadler goes back to serve it away at 24-20. Three in a row for the Whippets, and Stadler serve. Close it down the middle. Bossert handles this one. Bossett on the outside. Burkhardt into the net, and it's over. The final score, Minden 25 and Wood River 20. Minden wins the always competitive quad. It rotates every year. This year it's in Shelton, so it's the Shelton quad. But it's rotated for a number of years, and Minden has had the better of it lately. They have won it 25-21, 20-25, 25-20 to improve to 18-3 on the season. Wood River will fall to 15-4. We'll have all the numbers for you. Plus, we'll be bringing you coaches' interviews and more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Shelton High School. Again, we want to thank Athletic Director Ron Blaze and all the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. Amanda Thober, the Shelton head coach, they went 1-1 tonight, losing to eventual champion Minden, then beating Ravenna in the consolation. Coach Thober, her 100th career victory here tonight, so congratulations to her. And then a pretty outstanding match up and down. Both teams had their moments tonight, but when it finishes off, it was Minden defeating Wood River in three sets. And this is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Husker gear, Loper gear, Bearcats, Stars, or maybe you just want to root for your favorite Major League Baseball or NFL squad. Maybe you just need a pair of shoes to exercise in. Intramural basketball, shorts, whatever it is, they've got it for you. They've done it for over 30 years on the bricks downtown Kearney. Misco Sports, see them. Not today because they're closed, but see them tomorrow. They're open Monday through Saturday, open late on Thursday until 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at the final numbers that I had in this third set. First of all, for the Wood River Eagles, Alexis Burkhardt had 2 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Connor Fisher, 3 service points and an ace block. Morgan Heiss had 5 kills. Kelsey Bond, 2 service points. Kelly Mosser, 2 service points and a kill. Hope Lambrick, 1 kill. 9 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve for the Wood River Eagles in that third set. Now for the Minden Whippets, Allie Rouse had an ace serve in that third and final set. Then we swing it down to Sydney Stadler, who had 5 service points, including the last 4. 2 of them were aces. She had 1 kill. Hallie Bauer, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Carly Bauer, an ace serve, 4 kills. Elena Boudreau, an ace serve and a kill. Although just 10 kills is what I had for Minden and no ace blocks, they fired 6 ace serves in that third and final set to win it by a score of 25-20 and take this championship in 3 sets. Will Corral head coach Ed Rouse give you all the final numbers? Stay with us on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers, and then we'll chat with head coach Ed Rouse. Here's what I had. First of all, for Wood River, Alexis Burkhardt led the team in serving with 11 points. 2 of them were aces. She had that 7-0 run to start that second set that really got them back in the match. Burkhardt also had 5 kills. Connor Fisher, 4 service points, an ace block, 2 kills. Kyla Kimenow, 3 service points. Morgan Heiss, with that jump serve, held to just 1 service point, which was pretty huge. And that 1 point was an ace, but she had a match-high 15 kills. Kelsey Boss, 6 service points. 3 of them were aces, 2 kills. Kelly Bossert, 6 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 ace blocks, 4 kills. Hope Lambrick, 2 ace blocks, 5 kills. Wood River had 4 kills by 1 tonight, 33. They had 5 ace blocks and 7 ace serves. They'll fall to 15-4 on the season, and they will host Sutton in a duel on Thursday night. For Minden, Allie Rouse, 5 service points, 2 of them aces, 1 kill. Chelsea Miller, 3 service points, 1 was an ace. Bailey Peterson, 4 kills. Sydney Stadler led the team from the service line of the championship with 12 points. 3 of them were aces, 3 kills. Allie Bauer had 8 service points, 1 was an ace. She had a team-high 11 kills. Carly Bauer, an ace serve, an ace block, 8 kills. And Elena Boudreau, she came to play tonight with 6 service points, 3 of them aces, and 5 kills. 32 kills, just 1 ace block in the match, but 11 ace serves. And Minden improves to 18-3 with a 25-21, 20-25, 25-20 victory over Wood River. And up next for Minden, it doesn't get a whole lot easier Thursday, even though Ogallala's record isn't great. That's the key rivalry of the Southwest Conference. They go to Ogallala for a triangular with the the Indians, Ogallala and Broken Bow, on Thursday night. Of course, they've already had their conference play done, and so they don't have to worry about that. And Ed Rouse joins us here. But, Ed, I said in the first set, as things were moving along and it got close, it seems like the pressure is going to be on you because you kind of know you just can't lose from here on out till maybe the Seward match. I mean, we've known from the beginning of the year with this wild card situation, Wood River probably has a little bit better chance to get through where they're at, and it's not going to be easy because they've got a couple of good teams that are in there, including St. Cecilia, that they've got to fight through. But does that pressure start to wear a little bit, or is there pressure?
You know, I don't know. We talked about it a little bit. It's definitely in my mind a lot, maybe too much. I try not to talk about it a lot with the kids, but, I mean, definitely saying, hey, this is a big week. This is a huge week for us. And I would agree that there's really no margin for error. We have to have this tonight. You know, even during the match, time's going through your mind, man, we got to get this. We've got to get this. And I don't think that we can lose any. I mean, I'm saying I think we got to go all the way through at least the second round sub.
Well, and you did a good job by scheduling Seward, I saw this year. So
that's the number one thing.
To end the regular season.
It was Shelton last year, and that was just a one-year thing. Otherwise, we'd have Seward last year. But, you know, win or lose that one, at least we have an opportunity to pick up more points and to get something in our hands instead of in somebody else's.
Well, and you had the right draw here tonight. Shelton's got a lot of points, and Wood River's got a lot of points. And if you do win, you get the points, and things are good there. I'm looking over as they're icing up Bailey Peterson. She twisted things up there late in the match. What's the status there?
Well, she's had quite a bit of ankle issues and so over the years. And so the good thing is she knows what she's dealing with. I asked her if she went back in and played, which is, you know, there may be less of a chance of that on Thursday. I don't know, but she's going to be all right, I think. I believe she had active ankle on, so hopefully it didn't go too far, but she's iced up already, and, you know, she can be down tomorrow, and I'm glad that she didn't have to go out right then. She had been in the game, and her mind was in the game and all that. It's just easier to keep that player in if you can.
You come out, you win the first set. It's pretty competitive. Wood River jumps out, second set, 8-0. How important was it to get – you came all the way back to 1 point. Even though you didn't catch him and win it straight sets, how important was it to not fall 25-12 or 13 going into a third set, which gave your team a lot more confidence?
I think it definitely made it easier in our minds, I think, in the huddle getting ready for the third set, that we're going to win the second set. I mean, we weren't thinking anything other than win the second set. When they were at 11 and we were at 2, I figured that they were thinking about their 11. We needed to worry about the next point. You know, it was easy for them to look at 11 and go, this is over. But we outscored them after that, 11-5, got back in. And so, and it just wasn't real clean for the most part tonight. We weren't swinging real well, but a lot of it, I really thought Wood River played really good defense in the second, and for most of the third set, it's hard to find an open spot.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I said that seemed to be the one thing, is that the ball wasn't going down as easy. And then when the ball's staying up, you got a better chance to score, and that's exactly what Wood River did. And they start getting the ball to Morgan, which they weren't doing in the first set because they weren't digging it and they weren't passing it. And sometimes it seems so easy. Well, she's only got 2 kills. Well, that's because they can't get the ball to her. And it happened tonight. Carly didn't get off to a quick start because she only had 1 kill in the first set. And it was late in the second set before she got going. And then, you know, it seemed like it's Bauer and Bauer versus Heist tonight. And then who could fill in around? And Wood River there in the third set had some other kids kind of fill in around. And then that seemed to be when Hallie and Carly really had their best part of the night was midway third set off.
Yeah, I agree. It seemed like, you know, we expect a lot out of Carly and Hallie. They're big players on our team, and they get a lot of swings. And there's going to be a night when maybe they aren't feeling it quite the same. And the way we started, I'd say, was that way. It was crucial, especially hindsight. We pull off that first set, even though it's tight late in the match. It's very important we got that one. And so, you know, she come around like she's going to. She's a great player. So I really thought that Wood River's defense was the biggest thing. And they served tough tonight, too. I thought they served us tougher than they had in the past, that their defense made it tough on us. They kept getting second chances. And especially when you got Heiss on the court, I didn't think that we focused on her as much as I would have as a player. You see her taking an approach, you better be ready. And at times I thought that we kind of lost track of her a little bit. She got some back row kills that I don't think she should get against our team if we're as good as we think we are supposed to be.
I thought Lambrick for them, Boudreaux for you, when they got the opportunity, they really knocked the ball down. But tell me a little bit about Sydney Stadler, because she led you in serving tonight and maybe got a few more marks on the stat sheet than usual.
She's been serving for about 3 weeks now. Before, Nicole Stewart served for her, and Nicole broke a bone in her hand, so she's not serving that rotation that Sid is. So she did a good job of keeping her focused tonight and serving for our team. Yeah, she had some nice runs in there that even in the third set. So it was important that she served like that and even play some defense during that rotation before Libero comes back in. And Sid is a very dynamic player, especially up front. She's only going to get better. It's her first year of really playing middle, and there's still some things she needs to get more comfortable at. I think she puts a lot of pressure on herself and just need to get her relaxing more all the time because she really could add to our offense because she's a very good player.
And Rouse, head volleyball coach at Minden, one thing that we've noticed over the last few years, he'd like whoever comes out of this little quadrangular that we have here, just little four teams in mid-Nebraska, they seem to have a really good postseason. So hopefully we'll see you soon, and hopefully that continues for the Whippets.
I hear you. Thanks, Doug.
We'll take a break and be back and wrap things up after this.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school volleyball. A reminder for the Wood River and the Loup Lat Conference fans. Next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, the Loup Lat Conference Tournament. Tuesday, the semifinals. Thursday, the consolation and championship. Those are all in Ord. But Monday night for the opening round, we will be in Wood River. St. Paul will play Centura at 6. Then Wood River will play Donovan Trumbull in the following match, and we'll have them both for you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Fort Kearney starts next week. Twin Valley a week from this Saturday. So best of luck to all of those teams. If you missed anything earlier tonight, the championship was the only thing that went to a three-setter, but here was how things broke down earlier. Minden defeated Shelton 25-17 and 25-21. In that game, Hallie Bauer and Carly Bauer each had 8 kills for Shelton, 6 kills for Kaylin Brannigan and Tracy Meyer. Then in the second first-round game, Wood River beat a tough Ravenna team, 25-14, 25-23. Alexis Burkhardt had 9 kills, 7 for Hope Lambrecht and Morgan Heiss for Ravenna. They got 6 kills from Maggie Mateka, and Elisa Pekka had 5. Then in the consolation match, not so much from a Ravenna. Shelton pulled away 25-8, close midway through the second set. It was 14-12, and then Shelton ran away 25-14. Kaylin Brannigan had 15 kills in that match for Shelton, 7 for Tracy Meyer, 6 for Emma Urbanek, 5 for Maggie Mateka of Ravenna. And then here in the championship, Minden over Wood River, 25-21, 20-25, and 25-20. Hallie Bauer, 11 kills. Carly Bauer had 8 for the Minden Whippets. And for the Wood River Eagles, 15 kills for Morgan Heights. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. Open Monday through Saturday, late till 8 on Thursday for your shopping convenience. Whether you're just getting geared up for the postseason in golf, cross country, and all the outside activities, Friday night football, they've got sweatshirts, hats, stocking hats, jackets, check it out. Misco is always there for you with the same great leadership they've had since the day they opened the doors. Misco Sports on the Bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Thanks to all the coaches, the sponsors, and, of course, to the folks at Shelton Athletic Director Ron Blaze. This is Doug Duda saying we've got more high school sports coming up this weekend, including Friday night football, Kearney Catholic, and Donovan Trumbull. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying baseball. Before we go, baseball on ESPN 1460, top of the fourth, Yankees 2, Detroit nothing. That's on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Earlier tonight, Texas beat Tampa Bay 4-3, and Philadelphia beat St. Louis 3-2. Milwaukee and Arizona get underway here in just a little bit. Now we're done, folks. Thanks so much. Have a great evening.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.